It's uncommon that Mary became the dwelling place of God. I love reading this. Look at what verse 34 says. And Mary said to the angel, how is this going to happen? How can I have a child? I don't even know a man. She says, my mother told me enough that I know I can't have a child because I am not married to Joseph and I can't. Okay? And the angel answered and said to her, verse 35, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and the power of the highest is going to overshadow you. This almost speaks about Mary just being surrounded. It's almost like the glory cloud of the Lord that used to surround the tabernacle. God is going to come and surround you, Mary. Now keep reading. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now notice Mary's response. Even after being sought out and given such an amazing message, humble Mary has no pride. She said, how can this be? And he said, look at the end of verse 37, for with God nothing will be impossible. She said, I don't see how this is possible. He said, with God nothing is impossible. Mary knew in her heart that she was nothing, she was not worthy to be so greatly blessed. But when the power of the highest overshadowed her, when Mary was surrounded by the Shekinah of God, then God the Son entered her womb. And I wonder if there was a glow. I mean, you know, people think about that. They think, oh, wasn't it amazing to be Mary? Just think about all of a sudden this big cloud of glory surrounded her, and God was all around her, and all of a sudden, God was within her. And people think, oh, that must have been really amazing that Mary experienced God within, and all of a sudden her body became God's temple. That's what happened. Mary's body became the temple of God. And God, the Son, Jesus Christ, came to live within her. Now think about that for a minute. Was Mary then the very first New Testament believer indwelt by Christ? You know, we read about that all the time. Indwelt by Christ. You are in Christ, and Christ is in you. Was she the first one? But that's what all of us believers have the joy of being now. We're the dwelling. I mean, if we have eternal life, if we are partakers of Christ this morning, we have Christ living within us. Have you ever thought about that? You know, we go, oh, Mary had Christ. So do we. That's astounding. Though Christ was physically within her, he was also spiritually within her, just as he dwells in our hearts by faith, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 3:17. God was doing the impossible in her life, and God is doing the impossible in our life. And if you want to live the most uncommon life, live as God's dwelling place. Live as the very dwelling place of God. Can you imagine after this how Mary carried herself? God was living within her. Have you ever thought about how we should carry ourselves? God is living in you. If you have, like Mary, said, I need a Savior and I'm not worthy, and I want you, God, to save me, you become the dwelling place of God.